This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Radio for a really great future.
We're talking real money.
Hi, this is Tom Koch. Now, I have an opportunity for you. We don't sell much on this podcast, as you know. If you're a regular listener, if you're new, welcome. Glad to have you on board. We don't sell much. So I decided today to come up with an opportunity. I hope you'll like it, all right? Because what I'm looking for from you is $1 million. 1 million, that's a lot in some ways, not that much in many other ways. By the way, if you ask people how much is a lot of money today, they'd tell you $1 million. If you ask them that in the 1960s, $1 million. And yeah, $1 million worth a whole lot less than it was in the 1960s. But setting that aside just for a moment, $1 million. All right, here's the deal. You give me the million and I'm going to keep 20% of that because that's just the way the deal works. That does sound kind of expensive. That's $200,000. But I'm going to take that other $800,000 and I'll invest it in something. Don't know what it will be. Maybe it'll be a company. Maybe it'll be an idea. Maybe it'll be a Fugazi. I don't know. And maybe it'll work and maybe it won't work. But if that sounds outrageous, so far this year, you all, investors, have given that idea $53 billion. Let me say that again. This notion of handing a manager money and saying, go find me an investment idea has raised $53 billion with a B dollars so far, which needless to say, that's a record. What am I talking about? I'm talking about, you've heard about them, special purpose acquisition companies. This is like an IPO, where the money gets handed in and then the manager runs out and looks for a deal. Maybe a deal includes Virgin Galactic or Nicola, or wow, if you really get lucky, the stripped down version of Playboy. I think I can say that, right? A lot of money has gone into all of these. The question is, what is going into? One manager's already agreed privately, of course, that too much money is chasing too few good quality deals. Does that sound like the late 1990s when, of course, all those tech companies were going public with kind of ideas? Pets.com comes to mind, other companies that were delivering a single can of cola with no delivery fee. I remember when my daughter did that and I thought, this really does show you that the end has to be near. This is a way for companies to get financing without going through all those hurdles you got to do to go public, right? Because there people actually have to look at the numbers. There you actually get vetted by others. In this case, money's handed in, investments are made. Hope, as we like to say, not a strategy, but you end up with things, as I mentioned earlier, Virgin Galactic, Nicola, which are well below the price of the investment. This, you know what? It just doesn't sound like it's going to end well to me. And the question always should be, if you're going to invest your money, do you need this product? Do you need something that is a complete flyer, a complete speculation? And that's what this has to be. This is not an investment. This is a speculation, because in this case, you don't even know what you're going to be investing in. You're really in speculating in someone that you hope is smart enough to pick the right thing to put the money into. And God bless you, but I don't think in the long haul there's any way I would get near doing this. Do you need it? No. You can invest in global markets of 13,000 companies that are already gone through a vetting process, and some will be great and some won't. You can do that at an extremely low cost. You don't have to give 20% of it away. 20%? Really? That's what the manager gets to keep of the cash that's raised when a deal is completed. That's outrageous, if nothing else. And again, This is not an investment that you need. This is a complete speculation. So I would stay away from the SPAC market. And instead of considering SPACs as they're called, special purpose acquisition companies, instead, I would say they are specious plans that always collapse. I'm Tom Kahn.
Talking Real Money. We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately, consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. That should keep the lawyers happy.